Good morning, everyone. Today is Chaf Vav Tishrei Tavshin Pei Aleph, and we are continuing in our personal growth, character development, learning together. Among the most important things that fuel, that energize a person to make a difference and to grow spiritually, religiously, to feel a sense of value, to feel a sense of worth, to realize that there is something about my existence, even if it's true that it's not immediately clear what it is that I'm intended to do, what my tafkid, what my purpose is. But a person has to begin with, start with the philosophy that I am important, that I can make a difference, that each person is incredibly integral, incredibly important. And that's the reason why the Ribono Shel Olam chose to bring us into this world. And so therefore a person thinks lowly of themselves. A person does not see that there's anything special about oneself. There's nothing meaningful about me. A person doesn't think that there's anything that they can contribute. There's nothing that's important. So that's a very, very wrong approach. In fact, in the eyes of the Torah, this outlook is simply wrong. The Torah views the importance of each and every individual as being vast beyond human comprehension, meaning to whatever extent you could imagine what it is that your role is. And even for those who are doing something that's identified as their tafkid, that means a person nonetheless still has to grow. It's vastly beyond what even a person can comprehend. And one of the sources that identifies what this principle is meant to inculcate into our thoughts is the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph 37a that each individual is a world unto themselves. Lifichach nivra adam yechidi. And therefore, it's not like man is, you know, born and created in clusters, but rather man was created alone. And this is to teach us, Lamadcha shekol hamaved nefesh achas, anybody who destroys one life, it's ki'ilu malo levakosuv ki'ilu ivedoy lamole. That's as if they've destroyed an entire world. Every singular one person is so significant. Every person is actually, as the Gemara says, an entire world. V'chol hamakayim nefesh achas, and anybody who helps sustain one life. It's tantamount, it's malo levakosuv ki'ilu kayim olamole. It's as if they sustained an entire world. That's what a person is supposed to realize, that not only is it that in the singular birth for which one came into this world, it's not a cluster. It's to remind us that not only are we singular yechidi, we're one, we're important, but actually we're an entire olam mole, we're an entire world. And therefore, to lose that person, to not sustain that person, or lehefich, to sustain a person, to give life to a person, to give value to a person, and individually as we think of ourselves to realize what our role is. And therefore, lefichach kol echod ve'echod chayev loymar b'shvili nivra ha'olam. And therefore, every person is obligated. And so the Gemara says, chayev, as a chiyuv, is an obligation to say that the world was created for my sake. And that's not meant to be in an arrogant way. You walk around the street and you say, oh, b'shvili nivra ha'olam, therefore, make a kriyas yamsuf when I walk past. No, no, no. It means that when you know that the world was created for me, it means that I'm an olam. Nivra ha'olam, the world is for me. I have a role to play. Not only is each person of infinite value, an individual even has the capability of sustaining the entire world by refining his character, by refining his actions. And on the next folio of the Gemara, we see that this is even true of individuals, every regular person, common person. But this is why we give so much special attention to righteous individuals of our generation. That singular person is enough to keep the world running. A Godel Hador, someone who's exceedingly special. Ve'amar Yichia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu b'shvil tzadik echad ha'olam kayim, shenemar v'tzadik yisoid olam. You know, sometimes we use words that we don't realize from where they come. This person, you say, that person's a tzadik, or you say about somebody, they're a tzadik yisoid olam. A tzadik yisoid olam is from the Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara says, a righteous person is the foundation of the world. Who's a tzaddik, who's a righteous person? Ve'amech kulam tzaddikim, that everybody is a tzaddik. Everybody has the potential to be righteous. Everybody has the potential to be holy and worthy and intrinsically valued as we are, but then to become a tzaddik, to be righteous, is something that is in our hands, something that we can all do. So we are intrinsically valued as individuals. We are intrinsically valued as an olam mole, as a world. And as tzaddikim, amech kulam tzaddikim, righteous people, we are the foundation of the entire world. It is what is enough to keep the world running. Keep these thoughts in our minds and have it energize each and every day. I wish you a blessed day of spiritual growth and character development. We'll do it together, Mitzvah Hashem. Looking forward.